This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, episode 45 for Thursday, November 21st, 2019. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools, I'm Brian Fitzgerald.
And I'm Jason Keyes. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make LPS the wonderful place it is. Today, we'll check in with Superintendent Joel in last week's Superintendent Spotlight, hosted by Communications Director Mindy Burback. But first, let's take a look at what's making news on LPS.org. Brian, I think it's safe to say the biggest news in the last week was a TED Talk delivered by Lincoln High teacher Cindy Jensen in New York City back in October. She talked about the challenges faced by students outside school and the ripple effect that has on teachers. Since that video has been posted online last week, it has been viewed more than 700,000 times. She's also been featured by about every local media outlet, and I don't think that's slowing down right now either. From Moore Middle School, 7th grade world history students have been studying how cities in ancient Rome were structured and organized. And to better understand the history of Rome, their teacher had them think about the future of Lincoln. The class worked on an assignment with the director of planning for the city of Lincoln. They had to design a future use for a currently undeveloped plot of land near 93rd Street and Old Cheney Road. They had to consider the many factors that could impact Lincoln's future growth. Just like when they studied how Rome developed, they considered topics such as geography, wealth, status, and population density. And there's also coverage of the recent culinary conference hosted by Lincoln Public Schools every year out at the Career Academy, where more than 150 LPS students competed in various categories, both as teams and individually, from all six high schools.
You know, you and I have gone out there to cover that before, and it's hard not to want to grab some things off of some plates when nobody's looking.
Yes, definitely, especially the dessert.
On the arts and academic calendar, tomorrow night at 4:30 Southwest, Varsity Concert Choir has a performance at St. Paul Church downtown for the Nebraska Music Education Association. Next Tuesday, don't forget, is PLC Day, so schools will be dismissing early. And Lincoln High has their One Act Festival, and that is also next Tuesday. On the athletics calendar, Monday, Unified Bowling as Lincoln High versus East High at Hollywood, Southeast versus North Star at Sun Valley Lanes, Northeast versus Southwest at Parkway Lanes, and all of those matches are at 3:30. And then Tuesday, girls basketball. I think this is the first time we've said basketball this fall. Waverly will be playing at Southwest High School. That's at 6 p.m.
Yeah, and just to go back a little bit, when you mentioned Unified Bowling, if people haven't seen it, Channel 1011 did a really nice story on Wednesday night about Unified Sports at LPS and the fact that they're adding track and field this spring. And they went to one of the bowling games that was held last night. And it was really neat, really neat.
I bet you can find that up on their website.
Yep, you sure can. In the latest episode of LPS Live, Superintendent Spotlight, Steve Joel talks about the power of public education and community partnerships as we celebrate American Education Week, November 18th through the 22nd. And the episode's student question is a good one and potentially very timely. A student from Southwest High School in the Career Academy asked about the process of naming a new school. So let's take a listen.
Good morning, I'm Mindy Burback, Director of Communications for Lincoln Public Schools. Welcome to Superintendent Spotlight, where we have a chance to sit down with Dr. Joel every 2 weeks to talk about hot topics around Lincoln Public Schools. Welcome, Dr. Joel.
Morning, Mindy.
Morning. So next week is American Education Week, and it gives us an opportunity to celebrate public education and honor those individuals who are making a difference in ensuring that every child receives a quality education. Dr. Joel, you go out into our schools every week. You're visiting multiple school buildings, getting to talk with the staff and see the students in action in the classroom. What do you see happening in our classrooms that gives you great pride in Lincoln Public Schools?
I think first and foremost, what I see is just a whole bunch of warmth, right? So the kids walk in, I'm not talking about weather warmth, I'm talking about just relationship warmth. Kids walk into the schools, teachers are waiting for them, they're high-fiving, they're hugging at the elementary school. Principals and teachers know their students by name, parents are walking in, they're beaming with pride. And then what really impresses me, and this is probably the age of academic accountability, is no sooner does the school day start, kids are working, and they're working with teachers. And they're energized and enthusiastic, and teachers are energized and enthusiastic. So every time I visit, I love to start my day in schools. I think I have a school visit tomorrow. I would do that all the time. time if I could, because that's really what it's all about. So kudos to our teachers and the staff that support teaching that's taking place in the classroom, because we're doing an amazing job. We're changing lives every day. And in so many of our schools and classrooms, teachers are merchants of hope.
Great. And we do have not only our teachers, but we have staff in our schools that support the teachers and support the students in many important ways. And the great thing about public education is we do serve all students who walk through our doors. Absolutely. It doesn't matter where they come from or what they've got going on. We're going to serve them. What are ways that we are providing opportunities for all students? And what are some challenges we're facing?
Well, first of all, I think when we talk about all means all, we talk about meeting students where they are, right? So it's, you know, what's their academic level when they come into our classrooms? And the really good teachers, all of our teachers, then have to figure out, okay, how do we show growth? How do we help that student grow and develop? So it could be a reading deficiency. It could be a writing deficiency. You know, so a lot of our children don't have access to internet at home. You know, it might be a homework deficiency. So how do we meet them there? I think we've worked really hard on cultural proficiency. So, you know, as we are a school district that is 46% free and reduced and 30% students of color, we're still a refugee resettlement community. You know, I'm so proud of our teachers that understand that where students are coming from, where families are coming from. We have language barriers. You know, we have, again, academic and opportunity gaps. So we're trying to meet students where they are there. And that's happening every single day in Lincoln Public Schools, which gives me just a tremendous source of pride. We have extra help. We have community learning centers, before and after school programs in 29 of our schools now. We have a teammate mentoring program for students who would like an adult coach, an adult mentor. Thank you to this wonderful community. I understand we have close to 1,400 adults from the community that are working with our kids right now. So we have lots of different ways to do that. You know, we have tutoring. We have gifted mentoring for students that are, you know, very academically enthused and ready to advance their academic work to the next level. You know, we have dual credit programs at the high school level. So we do an awful lot in Lincoln, and kudos to the Board of Education, because, you know, we keep our class sizes for an urban district quite small, and we really try to customize the educational experience in an intimate way so that each student gets the very, very best that we have, and they can grow and develop. Not all students can learn the same way at the same during the same amount of time, but at the end of the year, if we've been successful, they'll get a year plus growth.
And you're right, we serve a lot of students where they are, we take them to the next level, and you mentioned some of our community partners, the community learning centers, teammates. We really have a great community that seems to wrap around our students and our staff and support them and help us grow as a district in our learning opportunities that we're providing to kids. And that community support is so evident too. We have lots of committees, we bring community members on. We had the high school task force 2 years ago, which led to the superintendent's facility advisory committee, and that support, that community support for public education is so strong in Lincoln, and we're very fortunate. How does that work, like the superintendent's facility advisory and the high school task force, and now as the board is working through the bond for the work sessions, how does that impact our community and our students?
Well, first of all, I have to use every opportunity available to me to say thank you to the community, because I am convinced that there aren't very many, if any, Lincolns around the country that enjoy the level of partnership and support that we have. You know, whether we're talking about the Career Academy with 14 different pathways, you know, no secret, we're working on some additional focus programs and pathways. And I think when we make those announcements later on in the spring, it's going to have the wow factor for the Lincoln community. We have our communities and our companies and our businesses and working with our universities and our colleges. Everybody wants to be a partner. And what I really like about it isn't any one of them imposing their will on us. It's really them coming to the table saying, how can we partner? How can we help? And let's provide high quality educational and opportunities for students. And in fact, that's what we're doing. So we put out a call. We need 25 people for an ad hoc committee to study something. We have 75 sign up, right? Wow. Your program that you run, that Mary Kay started before you, that Citizens Academy, I was in that camp of who wants to come in over a 7 or 8 month period of time and learn about the nuances of LPS, and yet you continue to attract high caliber people. People in this community care. And what I really love and appreciate, and I say this all the time, we live in a community that has the highest of expectations for educational excellence, but we also live in a community where people are willing to roll up their sleeves and help us when we need help too. And so I feel as if we've got emissaries and supporters everywhere I turn. I'm getting ready to speak to an educated former group of educators at noon today who just want an update of where's education headed in the next 5 to 10 years. So that's the kind of opportunities we have. It's a great place. Lincoln is a wonderful community. I was at Chamber of Commerce, a board meeting today, and Dr. Darren Good, the new Nebraska Wesleyan president, stood up there and he said, you know, the things that attracted him. He said this warm, supportive community that really cares about every one of our adults and every one of our children, and we're willing to put our time and our resources to making that be a positive experience.
And it's definitely very evident. I know at the board meeting Tuesday night, we also had a presentation from Brian Seck and James Blake, and they're working on a new community project, this Linko EcoSTEM project, and you were instrumental in getting that here in Lincoln, and that's just another one of those ways that we can bring those partnerships.
Well, and I think for another show, when we start talking about the future, you know, STEM is the way of the future. We just have got to provide opportunities for our students to get connected to STEM. That's where the careers are going to be. That's where the opportunities are going to be. And that's where the exciting learning is going to be. I mean, you know, America is changing so quickly that basically we do a disservice to students when we don't connect them to something meaningful. And again, our companies, we have some of the best companies in the country, probably the world, in Lincoln, and that's what they're saying too. So we need plenty of students to program robots. You know, that's going to be one of the great jobs of the future.
That's exciting. Well, now it's time for my favorite part of the show. We have a student question. This one comes from Leah Bowman. She's a junior at Southwest, but she also attends their Career Academy.
Hi, my name is Leah. I'm a junior at the Career Academy, and my question is, when LPS builds a new school, how do you decide what to name it?
Leah, first of all, let me say thank you for the question and thank you for being a student at the Career Academy. We're so proud of how that has evolved as a academic opportunity and lots of pathways. So the naming of schools is fairly complicated, right? So it's we have a process that we go through where there is a nominating committee and lots and lots and lots of names get submitted to this group. This group narrows the list down, they do some vetting, they talk with families, they look at accomplishments, and then they'll make a recommendation to the board. Now at the high school level, it's a little bit easier because we're all about directions, right? So it's southeast, southwest, northeast. I think with the two high schools that are coming in, we're gonna be challenged because while there's one going in northwest Lincoln, and we don't have a northwest school, the one at Southeast, people have been joking with me saying, so it's going to be Southeaster. So I'll be real curious to see, you know, where we land on that. But, you know, first we have to gain voter approval for the high schools and the elementary school that's on the docket. And certainly hope that, you know, we're able to do that. And then we'll put those naming committees together.
And then we'll have those committees and people can submit. And I have no doubt our community will submit some great names.
Oh, absolutely. We get great names all the time.
Great. Thank you for that today. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back in a couple of weeks with our next show.
Happy American Education Week, Brian. Make sure you check out the next episode of Superintendent Spotlight, which is November 26th at 10:15 a.m. You can catch that live or after the fact at lps.org.
And if there's anything you've heard today you'd like to learn more about, there's links to everything you've heard, along with links to the full calendars up on our podcast page at lps.org/podcast. And if you'd like to get subscribed and notified every Wednesday or Thursday when we push up a new episode, you can find us on your favorite podcast service. And links to all of those are also up at lps.org/podcast. And that is all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us here at Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.